Our volunteer leaders who oversee how we collect and utilize the checkoff here in the state of Florida came together for a good meeting last week, and we had excellent reports from a variety of contractors. We had an excellent report from Sarah Krager, who is a registered dietitian who works for us on a contract basis, and Sarah updated the group on her activities, on where she had spent some time educating through the form of a booth and a cooking demonstration while she was educating on how to incorporate beef into a healthy diet to the Florida Academy of Registered Dietitians. And she recently did that, and it was an outstanding report. And she said she had a real captive audience, and the post-meeting feedback was good, and I believe she'll have an opportunity to do that again next year. We also heard reports from some of the University of Florida team. We had some folks from the Meat and Animal Science Department, and on the table we're discussing the opportunity of a beef institute where the university will actually evaluate some live animals that are on feed and going to be finished. This is a project we're projecting will take part in the spring of next year, but they will be actual some cattle that will be fed and finished here in the state of Florida, and as they're processed, they'll evaluate them certainly on the hoof and then as they are hanging carcasses and then how they yield and cut out. And it's a good beef quality assurance as well as an understanding of the various things that make up a good meat eating experience. So we're excited about some things in the future and think that producers are going to like the way their dollars are being invested to build beef demand and help the industry continue forward.